Welcome to First Fleet 10-4. Hello and welcome. My name is Elizabeth Windham. I'll be your host today on the First Fleet 10-4 podcast. I have a very exciting group. I've been trying to get them to sit down with me for quite a while, and I'm very excited that we finally made it happen. So why don't you go around and we'll introduce ourselves and get started.
Hi, I'm Gina Mayer. I've been with First Fleet for 12 years. I'm with the retention department.
Excellent. We're so glad you're here. Oh, I love seeing your smiling face. Next up.
Ken Scribali. I run the recruiting department. Happy to be here as well.
Excellent. Good to have you.
And I'm Paul Miller with the retention department. Been with the company going on 6.5 years.
Good afternoon. I'm Ray Wright here with our retention and recruiting team.
But what do you do at First Fleet?
I'm vice president of operations for the bakery division.
I guess I want to get started. We'll get started with the world of recruiting. You're really the first face that a driver will see at First Fleet. So tell me, what's going on in the world of recruiting these days?
Well, we are very pleased to say that our needs right now are the best they've been in almost 5 years for First Fleet.
Wow. We had some tough times during COVID.
We sure did. And with the wonderful team that we have, we held strong. But at one time, we needed 300 drivers. Ooh. Today, we need 54. So still a challenge in a few areas, for sure. We're always glad and happy to get referrals from our drivers. We do have a $500 referral bonus.
I was wondering if that was still going.
We do, and it is across the board everywhere. So wherever you refer a driver, regardless of what location you work in, if they stay for 90 days, you qualify for a $500 referral bonus. And we have found that those drivers always make our best drivers if they're referred by somebody else. So we're always happy to take those.
Excellent. So. That's cool. So if I am in Tennessee and I refer somebody in New York, for example, that's still right. Excellent.
That's right. So.
And I do know that on the First Fleet mobile app, you can use a referral link. You can actually send a link to, you can text it to them. You can send it over Facebook, Twitter, or whatever you
want. That's a very good point and a great reminder, Elizabeth.
Yes,
That is the easiest way to do it, and that makes sure that you get full credit for that referral because your name automatically shows up on that new person's application, and then behind the scenes, it all gets linked together and you will get paid.
Yeah, that way there's no confusion, no calling into HR saying, no, I referred this guy. None of those headaches. You just use that link and it's smooth sailing.
That's right.
Excellent. Exactly. Okay. Wonderful. And I've seen a lot of really good uniforms these days.
Yes. Very exciting.
Really sharp. I actually helped with a photo shoot. Those things look wonderful. So
very
tell me.
Very exciting. Yes. So it was a long time in coming. It was almost 2 years in the making with a lot of help from various folks in the company. And we're happy to say that we have a new look, new branding, which was really the goal, to update our uniforms and our branding, our colors. New drivers qualify after 30 days. New hires after 30 days can order uniforms. The reissue drivers on your anniversary date would get $220 to spend as you see fit on whatever items you want. That's a big change.
That's huge.
Points to dollars.
Yeah.
So you could spend the dollars how you see fit. If you need multiple shirts or shoes, pants, whatever it is. So
it's all on that CentOS site.
Yes, all on the CentOS site. Just contact your manager who will then contact uniforms@firstfleet.com or you can send an email directly to us and we will get you set up with the email and the login instructions through CentOS and how to order. Yep, and our goal is to ultimately have all our drivers in uniform. We believe it projects a real nice image for First Fleet.
Sure.
Customers will start to recognize those colors and the First Fleet branding when you show up. We want a professional look for all our drivers and our dispatchers, by the way. This is also available to admin and office personnel as well.
Nice.
So they get the same items available to them.
Yeah.
A slightly different dollar amount, but still, we would like the whole company to be looking sharp and looking good and looking your best, looking professional.
Very cool. I was actually wondering, Ray, Paul, would you
yes,
like
if
to chime
I may
in
add,
here?
And I'll add in a question form, through recruiting or retention, I should say, we get a lot of messages from our drivers. We hear from a lot of drivers. Some of the messages that we get is, picked out the uniforms, and have they been tested by any of our drivers? Fabrics, there was a comment recently about cotton being the most comfortable and breathable fabric, which I believe is not correct. It is the polyester and polyester blend that breathes more than cotton, all cotton shirts. That's why all the performance garments on sporting teams are all polyester. So, Ken?
Yes. So, great question. These the new uniforms were selected and tested by drivers. We had roughly 40 drivers, all different climates across the country, from the hot ones to the cold ones, that tested these specific uniforms, the fabrics, the blends. The color palette was a collective design through Cintas and our folks, but the final selection was made by 40 drivers, men, women. So it's a wide range of folks, and that's we're very glad for their input and that we go in this direction with it.
Very cool. And I was just wondering, Ray, I know we're doing this push to have our drivers and have our admins, everybody wear uniforms. Would you have any insight into maybe the vision behind what we want to see? I know you were working, you worked in operations for a while, so do you kind of have any personal stories on why this is important to us?
Well, we want all of our employees to be on the same page with the same colors, the same materials, just so that our customers, like Ken was saying, recognize us when we come to the operation. They know that driver, they see their clothes, they see their badge, they're able to come in, work with our customer a little easier. And, you know, like Ken was saying, too, is that we tested these uniforms. We had drivers look over the types of uniforms we have so we can get the better uniforms. Because for years, that was the biggest complaint. Nobody wanted to wear them because they didn't feel good. They didn't fit right. So now we're pushing to get that in so they do fit right. They do wear well. And, you know, that way the drivers will wear them because that's what we want. We want to be able to set that image out for all of us.
Wonderful. And I know it's also really branding for the company as well. Paul, glad you chimed in there. Tell us a little bit. You said you were hearing from drivers. So how do you hear from drivers in your work at First Fleet?
Well, one of the ways we hear is First Fleet has invested in a third-party company called Workhound. We have set that up for the drivers so that they can have open communication. It's all anonymous. We send out a prompt, which is a question, on a weekly basis. It goes straight to their cell phones, and they can choose to respond however they wish. Sometimes they respond to the prompt that we send. Let's say we ask about uniforms. Sometimes something more important is on their mind, and they will respond to that. So we've definitely opened up the communication channel through Workhound or with Workhound.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So that they have a way to communicate with us or with the corporate office freely and candidly.
Yes.
And we get a lot of those.
That's good, though. That's wonderful. Are there any success stories that have really made a difference in how you work with drivers and what you've seen kind of as you've been...
I will defer that question to Gina to answer that.
I'd love to speak to that.
Sure.
So I primarily manage the Workhound anonymous feedback platform and communicate with most of our drivers. And we've had successes about things that you would never think of. I'm talking as little as getting a small payroll error corrected or a pothole filled.
Really? That's wonderful.
Different restrooms cleaned, things we just didn't know were going on out there that we want to help with. I have a very passion for helping drivers.
You do.
And it takes a long time to make some of the changes. But if there's something simple that we can get done right away, we try to work on that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I know you have worked a lot of jobs and have been in several positions at First Fleet, and you are always just a wonderful driver advocate, and we appreciate you being in this position now. I feel like you get to be the driver advocate for the whole company now.
Yeah, and we're nothing without them.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you so much. Oh, and I know you are also the push for the newsletter.
So along with the Workhound platform, once a month, on the last Friday of the month, we send out a broadcast called Between the Treads. And it is just a little update celebrating drivers, safety milestones, anything, spotlights, fun things going on in the company.
Love it.
You'll get a text.
Yeah.
From 48714. So check that out. Give us any feedback, anything you'd like to add. If you have an anniversary, any kind of birth announcement, anything good happening in your life, I'd love for drivers and terminals to send that information in.
So where should drivers send that? Should they send that to the number?
It's an email, news@firstfleetinc.com.
Perfect.
And that's listed in the newsletter.
Great. And we will also put that in the show notes on this podcast.
Awesome. So, great. We'd love to hear what's going on and celebrate with you.
Ray, did you know we had that newsletter?
I did know we had that newsletter, and Gina made sure I knew about it a few weeks ago there. But I think it's a good way to for us to be able to communicate with our team, be able to get good information out from the drivers from home, because that's what it's all about. It's about being, you know, your home with your family. You want to enjoy those times and let other people know, you know, that you've got a special birth, you know, birthday coming up, anniversary. So, you know, having that ability to be able to do that and spotlighting some of our drivers just across the country.
I love it. This has been wonderful. So for our drivers, just to recap, they need to send out all of their good news to news@firstfleetinc.com, right? Check out.
Uniforms,
check
questions.
Out our uniforms.
Uniforms@firstfleetinc.com.
Okay. So if I have uniform questions or just issues, or if I'm a new driver and I haven't received the T-shirts, or I'm wondering about when I need to get my new uniforms after 30 days.
That's right.
Email uniforms@firstfleetinc.com.
That's right.
Cool.
Also, I just want to remind everyone that they can share anytime on the anonymous feedback platform just by texting to 48714.
Okay. So they can say, hey, my name's Elizabeth at 487 and send it to the number 48714, and that will message you guys at WorkHound.
It will. I wouldn't say your name.
I'm sorry. That's a good point. Yeah. It's anonymous. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So you can text anything you might need help with from the corporate office, 48714.
Okay.
And I will add, a lot of our messages will contain the person's name when they choose to do so. A lot of times they'll say, I don't care if you know who I am or not. This is Paul Miller, and here's my opinion, or here's my advice, or here's my suggestion. So some drivers are very open and candid. Some want to remain anonymous, and that's okay.
Okay.
But
you guys are the master communicators at First Fleet. This is wonderful.
Well, we've received 11,000 plus messages in the last 2 years that we've been doing this.
Wow.
So quite a bit of communication, and that's just one-time messages. We have a feature within that that has a chat ability, and that one message may end up being 10 because of the chat. But we only count the driver's initial message as one. So the chat itself is not counted. So we communicate quite a bit.
I'm really proud to work for a company that wants to know what their employees think. And the fact that our executive team wants to know and wants to make this the best place to work that it can be.
Yeah.
It makes me proud to work here.
Yeah, I agree with you too, Gina. I mean, without the information that's coming back from the field, it doesn't give any one of us in upper management the ability to fix anything if we don't know. So having that feedback coming in, it's imperative to what we do. It's going to help the drivers out in the field. It's going to help the managers, supervisors, admin. We want to hear from everyone. So give that feedback, open that door. Let's see what we can do, what we can help with. Some things we'll be able to help with, just right off the bat. Others, it may take time, but we will get there and we'll work together to do that.
All messages are reviewed. They're all read. They're
always.
All reviewed. And we always respond. Sometimes we respond in the lengthy message, and sometimes we just say thank you because it's either a suggestion, comment, or just an observation. But we do read all of them, so there's no wasting of a message. We share as many of them as possible. And I also want to add that even though most people think you would send in something negative of nature, maybe complaining about something, we actually get 7 out of 10 are positive.
Really?
So
that's wonderful.
There are a lot of happy drivers in this company with a lot of things that are going on. We still have some room to grow, but overall, it's a very, very good and positive channel to communicate. Good, bad, or funny, as we say it in our messages. We want to hear it all.
Thank you all so much for taking the time to meet with me, to helping communicate with our drivers, helping to get the message out there. So this is a wonderful, wonderful podcast, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Thank you, Eliz.
And thank you to all the drivers for letting us have this opportunity.
Thank you all so much for your time. And to all our listeners out there, thank you again. I'll be putting the emails and the text number in the description box below the podcast so that you can access that whenever you need it. And as always, drive safe.